Interesting. The difference in approach, for example, in this case where you took one approach and the patient actually received another one prior to getting to you, I think it reflects another issue, which is sort of quality control in terms of management of hepatic metastases across this country. How does an oncologist in practice sort of decide they've got a patient, they think, you know, surgery or ablation might be sort of a consideration, sort of when they're dealing with a surgical team that really is able to deal with it? Do you think these patients should go to tertiary centers?
I always encourage that. Obviously, that's a difficult thing to insist upon, but I think people who do this day in and day out, there are two components to this, Neil, as you can imagine. There's the technical component, but there is an oncologic component that just because you have a machine that can put holes in the liver and kill tumor nodules doesn't necessarily mean that's the right intervention for an individual patient. And I think it's surgical judgment. It's what I call oncologic judgment, because surgical judgment to me is, can I resect this or ablate this and get the patient through the operation? But oncologic judgment is this a viable strategy in terms of prolonging survival, or is this part of a curative strategy? And I think too many times, because we can do these things, we do them as opposed to this is what we should do.